3 days worth of whiskey. You've been sitting on that bar stool for 3 days, Jack. You think you would have at least changed that shirt? He looked down his white button-up shirt, tinted pale yellow from the sweat of 3 days worth of whiskey. You'd think you would have had enough to drink by now, but I'll pour you another. Always did have a soft spot for sufferers. Before he swallowed the burn in his throat, he swirled the liquor in his glass like a sommelier would to a fine Cabernet or Merlot. You haven't said a word in 3 whole days, Jack. That's long enough to drive a man crazy if you weren't already. His mouth opened slightly, but closed back tight. Teeth grinding below his unkempt mustache, took another swig. I always thought of you as a pretty sane man, Jack, but lately I'm not too sure about you anymore. He sat up a bit to reach around his gun holster and into the pocket of his khakis for a couple of coins to put on the bar. I feel bad for you, but it serves you right for falling for a miss. I'd have let you fall in love with me if I thought you would. He looked up just long enough for the brown eyes underneath his Stetson to meet the center of mine before his neck bent back into a slouch. Hell, I might still consider if you changed your shirt every once in a while, maybe took your hat off for a lady. The left side of his lip curled up as he snarled at me. His boots slid out from underneath the bar stool, and he stood up as if he were going somewhere. Oh, sit back down, Jack. You don't deserve it, but I'll pour you another. I always did have a soft spot for sufferers.